Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Offsides. Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. You know what, guys? It feels great to be able to give back to the community in some small way. And to be able to highlight these kids who have had so much taken away from them by the pandemic. I'll tell you what, it has been a real treat to get to know some of these kids, to see their stories, and then to be able to follow their story as they continue on to the next phase of their life. It is time to get to today's Senior Sports Spotlight. All right, today's Senior Sports Spotlight is on Savannah Sheely, who's graduating as valedictorian from Palmetto High School. She's played in the marching band, heck yeah, varsity basketball and varsity soccer. She's an amazing part of all three programs, and she loves her sports family. She's attending Clemson University in the fall and majoring in secondary education with an emphasis on English. And Savannah joins us right now on the show. Savannah, congratulations on being today's Senior Sports Spotlight athlete. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
It is so good to have you on. I've got to ask you first, Savannah, you know, we've opened the show today. It's a very different show today because of everything that we saw over the weekend with the tragic passing of George Floyd. How was that discussed in your family, and what did you feel like? What were your feelings about what you saw? I'll tell you, I was very, very proud of what I saw here in the Upstate, in Greenville and Spartanburg. People were protesting peacefully. You had people from all races walking together. In some cases, you even had the police officers themselves walking and marching with the protesters, arm in arm. I was very proud, Savannah, to be a part of the Upstate when I saw all of that this weekend. How did you see it?
Of course, with all this news online, it's very hard to look at, but when you see those peaceful protests, it definitely does make you proud to be part of Greenville, South Carolina, and this Upstate, because, you know, they're following after Martin Luther King. So when you see those peaceful protests as opposed to harmful riots, it just makes you be proud to be part of this community.
It really does, Savannah. It really, really does. I think that's very, very well said by you. So, Savannah, let's hear a little bit about your story. I see here that you were the valedictorian from your high school. Savannah, first place in your whole high school. You couldn't have done better than first, could you? That's incredible.
No.
Congratulations on that achievement. How'd you do that?
Well, to be honest, back in fourth grade, we were having our awards day show. And afterwards, to my mom, I actually said to her, I was like, I want to have the most award certificates every year. So now here I am in 12th grade. I got first place with the goal that I set for myself.
That's fantastic. You wanted to have the most award certificates out of anyone at the school?
Yes, very competitive with everything.
Well, that competitiveness is going to take you far. But I'm telling you, Savannah, you're not going to beat me in this interview. Okay.
Oh no.
I just want to let you know that it's going to be Mark 1 and Savannah 0. Okay. I'm going to make that abundantly clear to you right now. So Savannah, can you share with us about a little bit about your story in terms of what you lost and what was taken away from you by COVID-19 and school shutting down, et cetera?
Well, the thing that affected me the most was certainly the loss of my senior soccer season, because at one point we were ranked 10th in the state for 4A, which is something we had never done before because our program was only built 7-8 years ago is when it first started. So this year was set out to be an amazing year, and then once COVID-19 happened, it was just hard to deal with the loss that came with that.
So did you get to play any of your season, or was it all stripped away?
Well, we had, I think it was 5 games or scrimmages, and we actually had 1 region game against Daniel because they, for some other prior conflict, they had to schedule our game earlier in the season. So we had 1 region game, and that was probably one of the hardest played games I've ever been a part of. It was tied 1-1 the entire game. And then in the last 30 seconds, Daniel pulled away with a goal right at the end. It was devastating, but I was so proud of our team for how hard we played.
Wow. That's really kind of a neat story there. And then you didn't get to play the rest of your season after that. What were your emotions? What were you feeling when you learned that I'm not going to get to finish, and I'm not going to get to walk with my classmates, and I'm not going to get to go to my senior prom? How did you feel about all that at the time?
Well, on March 12th, it was our last game, and we ended up winning 12-0. So our coach said, y'all played so good, you get practice on Friday off, which is March 13th. And then on that Sunday is when we found out that school was out for the rest of March. So, and then the deadline kept extending, and I didn't know on March 13th that would be my last day ever playing soccer for my school. And then it's just other things like that. Once hearing prom gets canceled and graduation gets canceled from Little John, and now we're graduating our football field, it's just hard to think about. You know, you have it pictured in your head how it's going to end.
Yeah.
And then when it gets changed like that, it's really hard to deal with.
It is really hard to deal with. And I'm so sorry that you had to deal with all of those things, Savannah. That is so tough. So I heard you say that your graduation is going to be on the football field.
Yes, sir.
That going to happen? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Our graduation is actually this Friday at 10 a.m. on our football field, and we're going to have each graduate gets 2 guests to be in the stadium, and the rest will be watching on live stream, and then there'll be a parade following graduation where all the graduates get to ride through the town, and they'll line the streets for us and all that good stuff. But I've been writing my speech this week and working on finalizing that.
Can we get a little sneak preview of the speech today?
I'll just say, here's my title. It's called Bloom Where You're Planted.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing, Savannah.
Thank you.
I imagine that speaks also to what people have been through, right? In the sense that the soil that existed for your senior season wasn't the soil all of you thought you were going to be getting, but that doesn't mean that what the soil produces from that seed couldn't set a beautiful future for you all. Is that kind of the direction you might go?
Of course. You might as well give the speech for me. You hit it on the nail.
I can't, Savannah, I could never do that as well as you could. I could never do that as well as you could. But I appreciate that. And I'll tell you what time is that ceremony going on? I'd like to check it out.
It'll be at 10 a.m. I think you can find it on Facebook for either Palmetto High School or Anderton School District 1.
Palmetto High School, 10 a.m., and this is tomorrow, right?
Friday, June 5th.
Friday, June 5th at 10 a.m. I'll tell you what. And what time are you doing your speech?
I don't know the exact time. but because the graduation, the ceremony officially starts at 10, but it'll be sometime within that little time range, first bit of it.
That's really, really cool. Are you feeling confident about that?
I go back and forth, but overall, I think I'm feeling okay about it because what I'm speaking about, I'm passionate about, and I know my classmates will care to hear, so I'm feeling okay.
Guess what, Pete? Guess what the number one fear of Americans is, Savannah?
Public speaking. I know for sure because one of my friends definitely has that fear.
Guess what the second most fear is among Americans?
I don't know that one.
Death.
Oh,
okay.
Crazy.
People are more afraid of public speaking than death. And that means if you were ever at a funeral, people are saying they'd rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy. Okay?
I can believe that.
Think about that. Think about what you're doing. And I promise you this. Yes, you'll feel a little weak in the knees. Yes, your heart will flutter a little bit. But I'll tell you what, the feeling that you'll have when you're all done with that, and then the next one will be easier and easier and easier, and it will start to become a strength for you, Savannah. That'll be a really beautiful thing.
Thank you.
So you're going to Clemson in the fall. Now, my producer's not a Clemson guy, and so we've got a little bit of an issue here. Why did you go against my producer and decide to don the regalia in orange?
Well, I am definitely not bandwagon because I have been a Clemson fan literally since as long as I can remember.
Good
for
you.
It just is a definite bonus that they're starting to win now. But even if we are terrible, I'd still be going to Clemson.
Wonderful. So this has been, you've known for a number of years that this is where you wanted to end up?
Yes, sir. I've always had, actually Clemson was the only college I applied to.
Wow. Did you have any family members who went there?
My mom and dad actually met in Tiger Band.
In Tiger Band. So I gotta tell you this, Savannah. I went to college on a music scholarship. Okay. I went to the University of Florida. You ever heard of the Florida Gators?
Yes. That's crazy.
Well, thank you, Savannah. I liked you very well up until that moment. But I went to the University of Florida. Here's the difference between you and I, all right? The only way I was getting into the University of Florida was because I played trombone. My grades were not good enough at all to get me in there by themselves. And when I started school there, Savannah, I remember thinking, oh, dear God, I'm in a class with a bunch of really smart people. You know, I better get buttoned up here. I better get my T's crossed and my I's dotted, or I'm going to be flunking out of here really fast, really fast. So I managed to get my ducks in the row and make it happen, Savannah, but they only let me in because I had a skill that they wanted, right? My grades were never good enough to get me in on their own. So all of that is to say, if you had between your soccer experience, your basketball experience, your band experience, what was your best experience overall, your best single experience at Palmetto High School?
If you have
a favorite memory of some kind.
A favorite memory of Palmetto High School is actually, you know, all three of those combined because I'm also the student body president, so I make the pep rallies be as awesome as they are. And one of my favorite memories is when the seniors, we won the spirit stick, which is who's the loudest and has the most school spirit. I got the stick, and I ran in circles around the gym and then ran back to my class of 2020, and we just all screamed and jumped up and down because that's when all groups of everything that I participate come together. And that's probably one of my best memories.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. That's wonderful. So you're the senior class president. You're the valedictorian. You did band. You did soccer. You did basketball. Savannah, why didn't you feel like contributing to anything going on at your high school? I think you should have contributed more. I don't know. I don't know. If only you were a little bit motivated. You know, things could have worked out better for you. What do you attribute your motivation to achieve such greatness in your academics and your athletics. What do you attribute that motivation to?
I think it's definitely part to do with my competitive side. I want to be the best in everything that I do. And then also I have very, like, just high self-motivation, because it was never, Savannah, come do this, come do this. It was always, can I do that? Do you think I can do that at the same time? So it's very self-motivated, competitive drive.
That's such a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. We're getting texts on this interview. What did you play in the band, Savannah?
I play trumpet.
You play trumpet. Are you going to continue that at Clemson?
I was back and forth about joining Tiger Band, but back in the fall on Alumni Day at Clemson University, they have a thing where high school seniors can be in the band for a day, and I decided I'd try it to see, like, do I want to be in Tiger Band? And after that, I was certain I would definitely be doing Tiger Band.
That's wonderful. You know, I had so much fun in the Gator Band, and when I was in the Gator Band, it was very similar to what your football program is now. We were winning the SEC championship every year. We were going to the national championship, and to be able to go to the national championship game, all expenses paid, nice hotel, you have the experience with all your mates. You're going to have those experiences because Clemson's going to the college football playoff. You know,
yes.
you might be going to Notre Dame this year, you know, with the band, which is just, I mean, think about you got a lot to look forward to, Savannah, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you've earned everything that you have coming to you as well. Savannah, it is a real treat to be able to speak with you here on the show. I want to let you know that everyone at ESPN Upstate is incredibly proud of you. You know, I think talking to people like yourself and other people that we've had shine the senior spotlight on really gives us hope for the future of America, including what you said about the protests and everything over the weekend as well. We're very, very proud of you. We're excited to see what the future holds for you. And I commend you for the way that you have dealt with something that's been very, very challenging. You are planting that beautiful flower in some soil that nobody expected. And I'm incredibly proud of you. And I will give you the win, Savannah, in this interview. Okay? This is not easy for me to do. I'm very competitive. I concede nothing. And I'm conceding that you have beaten me in this interview. All right?
Thank you.
Savannah Sheely is our senior sports spotlight athlete of the day. God bless you, Savannah. Thank you so much, and I cannot wait to see your speech at graduation, Palmetto High School Facebook, 10 a.m. on Friday morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.